other and to say, oh, we'll just do it up there. If you're talking about something simple where you throw away a lot of these dimensions, then you can do that right away. If you're talking about something that has all of these different facets that we have here, it won't happen quickly, it won't be easy, and there's all sorts of issues about, you know, keeping the equipment safe or else hauling it around and all sorts of it. I think the first priority should be to try to get people to come here. We're set up for it. The room is really underused.
I thought the
free lunch is good.
I think we can get people to come here, but the issue is you definitely want to make sure that the kind of group that you're getting is the right group so you don't waste a lot of your time and the overhead of bringing people down.
No,
yeah. Yeah, they have to do their digits, or they don't get their food. Yeah.
I spoke with some people up at Haas Business School who volunteered. Should I pursue that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they decided not to go into speech. So I'm not sure whether they'll still be so willing to volunteer. But I'll
tell them about the free lunch.
I'll tell them about the free lunch, and they'll say there's no such thing.
I'd love to get people that are not linguists or engineers.
Right? Yeah. The other. beep. They make funny sounds. The other thing is that we're talking about is giving them burn an extra CD-ROM, and give them so if they want they basically want an audio record up there.
I thought he meant give them a music CD. Oh.
If you're having some planning meeting of some sort and you'd like to, yeah. But it also I think builds up towards the goal. We're saying, look, you know, you're going to get this. Isn't that neat? Then you're going to go home with it. It's probably going to be pretty useless to you, but you'll appreciate, you know, where it's useful and where it's useless, and then we're going to move this technology so it'll become useful.
No,
so.
I think that's a great idea. Actually.
What if you could tell them that you'll give them
the
transcripts when they come back?
Oh yeah. Good point. That's a very good point. So we can. Right. Although it's. Yeah. So let's start with Haas, and yeah, that's fine. Okay. It's all right. Okay. So let's see. So that was that topic, and then I guess another topic would be, where are we in the whole disk resources question for?
We are slowly getting. So I did a bunch of archiving and still doing a bunch of archiving. I'm in the midst of doing the P files from Broadcast News, and it took 11 hours to copy it, and it'll take another 11
hours. Where did you copy it to?
Well, it's Abbott. It's Abbott, so it just, but it's a lot of data.
It's copying from one place on Abbott to another place on Abbott? Oh, I'm sorry.
That will be done like in about 2 hours, and so at that point we'll be able to record 5 more meetings. So.
One thing, the good news about that is that once it's archived, it's pretty quick to get back.
Is it?
The other direction is fast, but the storage is really slow.
Well, especially because I'm generating a clone also.
Yeah. Okay.
Generating a clone.
2 copies, one offsite, one onsite.
Oh.
No, these are the P files from Broadcast News, which are regeneratable.
I see.
If we really need to, but we had a lot of them, and for the full 140-hour sets.